Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY25 earnings conference call of E.I.D. Parry India, hosted by DAM Capital Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjay Manyal from DAM Capital Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello everyone, and a warm welcome on behalf of DAM Capital to the Q3 FY25 earnings call of E.I.D. Parry Limited. We thank E.I.D. Parry's management for giving us this opportunity to host this call. On the call today, we have with us Mr. Mudaliar Murugappan, Whole-time Director, and other senior management team of E.I.D. Parry. I hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks, followed by the question-and-answer session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sanjay, and good morning, everyone. It gives me great pleasure to be here for Q3 FY25 call. I'll start with an update on the numbers, and then the Indian business, and then hand over to my colleague Venkat, who will take you through the operating and financial performance. You will also note that our quarterly investor presentation has been uploaded online as of yesterday. In terms of the global scenario, the global sugar supply and demand deficit for 2024-25 season has widened to about 2 million metric tons, primarily driven by production cuts in Asia and Mexico, which contributed approximately 1.4 million metric tons to the shortfall. As of December, Mexico's sugar production for 2024-25 season has reached its lowest recorded level, largely due to delayed harvesting caused by wet weather in November. In Brazil, sugar production stood at about 39.78 million metric tons as of mid-December, reflecting a 4.75% decline compared to the previous year. Russia also reported lower production, with total output now estimated at 6.17 million metric tons due to reduced yields. Meanwhile, Guatemala's production for 2024-25 season is estimated at 2.7 million metric tons, representing a 2% decline from initial projections, primarily due to a delayed harvest start and excessive rainfall. Global trade flow surplus for 2024-25 season has increased to 1.5 million metric tons, while the projected deficit for 2025-26 season has expanded to 1.55 million metric tons. In the first quarter of 2025, the raw sugar market remains balanced, whereas growing surplus in white sugar may exert downward pressure on prices. For the 2025-26 season, trade flow deficit has widened, as lower exports from Pakistan have offset production gains in Brazil and Ukraine, coupled with reduced imports from Iran. The white sugar premium closed January 2025 at $92.91 per metric ton, $92.91 per metric ton, marking its highest level since August 2024, ahead of the March contract expiry. The Indian scenario: ISMA, Indian Sugar Mills Association, has revised its sugar production estimate for the 2024-25 season to 30.25 million metric tons, a decline from 34 million metric tons in the previous season. A further reduction in sugar production is anticipated due to lower sugarcane yields in key sugarcane growing states such as UP, Maharashtra, and Karnataka, attributing to factors such as red dot infestation, varietal changes, and early flowering. The estimated diversion for ethanol remains at 3.75 million metric tons. Domestic consumption is projected at 28 million tons, while exports are expected to reach about 1 million tons, as per the recent export permission given by the government. With closing stocks are now being expected at about, or estimated at about, 6.4 million metric tons. As of January 31st, sugar production stood at about 16.5 million metric tons compared to 18.72 million metric tons during the same period in the previous year. Despite the lower production, the government has given us this 1 million metric tons of export. Under the ethanol blended under the EBP, ethanol blending has increased to over 670 crore liters in ethanol supply year 2023-24, achieving an approximate blending percentage of 14.6. Additionally, there has been a marginal increase in ethanol prices derived from sea molasses. We don't have any clarity or visibility on increase in ethanol prices from any other feedstocks. I'll now hand over to Venkat to take you through the operating and financial parameters of the business for the last quarter.
Yeah, thank you, Muthu, and good morning to all participants. It's a great pleasure to be part of the analyst call and to share the key information of the operational and financial performance of the company. I'd like to share with the operating parameters of each of these segments. As far as the sugar operation is concerned,
sorry to interrupt, sir. There seems to be a lot of background noise. If you could come a little closer to the microphone, that would help.
Yeah, is it fine, Sanjay?
Yes, it's perfect.
Yeah, okay. So, as far as the sugar operation is concerned, the crushing operations in Karnataka in full pitch, as per the plan, as per the permission given by the government, and the AP also as per the plan which we have crushed, and about for 50 to 55 days we operated in Karnataka and AP together. So as far as the crushing is concerned, we crushed about 12.7 lakhs metric tons during the quarter, against the 17.8 lakhs metric tons of the corresponding quarter of the previous year. These main operations, Tamil Nadu operations, have been shifted to from Q3 to the Q4. So as far as the recovery is concerned, the recovery is 10.78 for the current quarter, against the 10.14 of the corresponding quarter of the previous year. As far as the sugar production is concerned, we produced about 1.08 lakhs metric tons during the quarter, against the 1.5 lakhs metric tons of the corresponding quarter of the previous year. The overall cane landed cost is at 3,899 rupees per metric ton, as against the 3,543 per metric ton of the corresponding previous quarter of the previous year. The main increase is only that due to FRP impact, which is from 3,150 to 3,400 for the current sugar season. As far as the sale volume is concerned, we sold about 111,000 metric tons during the current quarter. Corresponding the previous quarter as well, almost like we sold about 1,10,000 metric tons. As far as the average selling realization is concerned, for the current quarter it is 38 rupees 31 paisa per kg, as against 38 rupees 70 paisa per kg of the previous quarter of the previous year. Clothing stock, we are carried about 1.3 lakh metric tons of the clothing stock, the value data around 37 rupees. Revenue from sugar is about 392 crores, as against the previous period of 435 crores. The main reduction is mainly on account of release quota and main focus on the retail segment. All FRPs were paid as per the timelines. As far as the consumer product CPG division is concerned, we have achieved about 236 crores turnover. This includes 87 crores of the branded staple business during the quarter, as against the 137 crores of the previous previous year, registering a growth of 76% overall growth in the CPG segment. As far as the cogen is concerned, we generated about 954 lakhs units as against 1,366 lakhs units in the corresponding period of the previous year. We have exported about 503 lakhs units as against 677 lakhs units in the corresponding period of the previous year. As far as the power tariff is concerned, the current quarter at 3.98 rupees paisa per unit, as against 4.91 rupees paisa per unit in the corresponding period of the previous year. As far as the revenue is concerned, the current quarter is about 41 crores, as against 61 crores in the corresponding period of the previous year. The distillery segment is concerned, we sold about 422 lakh liters, as against the previous period of 273 lakhs units, for which ENA we sold about 118 lakhs liters, against 114 lakhs liters in the corresponding period. As far as ethanol is concerned, we sold 304 lakhs liters. Previous for the same period, previous year was it was 1.159 lakhs liters. Price relation is good because the current quarter we average price relation is 65 rupees 85 paisa per liter, as against previous year realization 62 rupees 82 paisa. As far as the revenue is concerned, current quarter we achieved about 290 crores as against 177 crores during the corresponding period of the previous year. As far as the Nutra division is concerned, Indian operations has achieved about 12 crores turnover as against 8 crores in the previous year. At the consolidated level, the Nutra business was 43 crores against corresponding previous period, which was about 47 crores. As far as the refinery operation is concerned, operational revenue for the current Q3 was about 915 crores. The same previous corresponding period was about 1,597 crores. The loss for the quarter is about 18 crores. The same Q3 23-24 is profit was about 17 crores. Refined sugar production for the current quarter is a 2.05 lakh metric tons, as against the previous period is 1.96 lakh metric tons. Refined sugar sales quantity is about 1.87 lakh metric tons, as against Q3 of 2.7 lakh metric tons in the previous period. ICD from EAD remains at the same previous year level. External borrowing is at 532 crores as against 9 crores. As far as the operational performance is concerned, the quarter and quarter sales is 1.87 lakhs, 2.26. Revenue 915 crores as against 1,597. EBITDA we are at 6 crores positive as against 37 crores. As far as the EBIT is concerned, 5 crores negative as against 26 crores is a positive. PBT 18 crores is a negative as against 17 crores. This are the performance of financial performance, operating performance of the year. The floor is open for questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phones. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Manish Beria, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, so good morning, sir. So I wanted to ask about the capital allocation policy of EIT Parry. So Coromandel stake provides the most economic value for the EIT Parry. So in that sense, if I look at your last 10 years, so whatever dividend we have received from the Coromandel stake, that has not been fully passed on. I mean, I understand that some money was needed to support the sugar business. So my question is, like, from when do you think that the sugar business will become independent enough that it can fund its own need and become cash flow positive and things like that? And can we reach a point in sometime in the medium term where we can be able to pass on fully whatever dividend we receive from the Coromandel stake? So just on the capital allocation policy here. Thank you.
Manish, this is Muthu here. Thank you for your question. You're right. There's been perhaps very little pass-through of the dividend in over the last 10 years. We have obviously passed on in recent years as we, you know, reported better profits in the recent past. We have passed on some of those tranches of dividends. I guess when the standalone business is loss-making, it was difficult to pass on that dividend. The aspiration, of course, remains to strengthen the standalone business and pass the dividends on. The current phase is a tough phase, as you've seen from the results. Our presence in three states in the standalone business is a bit of a drag, especially from AP and TN, wherein we've seen challenges on feedstock availability. If you look at the broader capital allocation policy, I'll take you back 5 or 6 years when we started restructuring in TN. We sort of came down from, we closed three units down, moved some of that capacity to Karnataka, wherein the crush could take place on higher recovery and better cost position of cane. We also allocated capital towards the ethanol blending program by adding distillation capacity, which we have seen now materialize. And we also continue to invest in the consumer product groups business. And we are working on how we can position the refinery business better. So these are really the focus areas going forward. We were hopeful of a better and a more sustainable policy framework, especially around the linkage of cane prices to sugar prices, as well as ethanol blending program in terms of off-peak prices of ethanol. And we sort of modeled our capital allocation in in Karnataka in terms of adding milling capacity and in terms of expanding distillation capacity on this basis. That hasn't completely played out. Margins have dipped in the distillery segment. So we are, again, remain hopeful that policymakers will take a view which is more long-term and sustainable from a policy framework. And I think that should help steady things on the standalone business. And I think once we see those days, obviously in terms of the dividend which you were alluding to, we would be in a position to start passing through again.
So just to add on there, so last time, you had like 59% stake. So, also not only the dividend, but you had sold some stake to bring it down to 56. But does this stay here, like there is no chance, like you will not go down more, let's say, I understand it will be always 51%, but let's say there is no chance to cut down more, let's say, if you need something in the sugar business.
So in the past, that stake was sold down to, address some of the issues at the refinery. That was a, a group level call which was taken. Now, in terms of the future, I can't really comment. These are broader discussions, and we don't have anything to comment on at this point in time.
Okay. Thank you. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Sanjay Manyal from DAM Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, I have just a few questions on the recovery side. It seems that the current season recovery is slightly better. Just want to understand from the structural point of view, is there any possibility that Tamil Nadu and the your catchment area where the possibility of structurally, gross recoveries can improve to a level the way UP has seen in the past?
Ashik, do you want to take that?
Take the question. Thank you for your question. The recovery is a factor of a few things, starting from variety to the climate and the agricultural practices. What we have been consistently working is on the agricultural practices over the past few years. We are also focusing on things like getting the right time harvesting in place, which is one of the reasons we have done a late start in Tamil Nadu, because if you harvest the cane at the mature age, your recovery will improve. The vertical program within EAD is a very robust program. We have got a couple of decades of experience in developing new varieties. About two varieties is hitting the bulk planting as we speak now, and in the next few years, we will probably have about 4 to 5 varieties that will come. All these will aid in improving the yield and recovery in Tamil Nadu basically. Will it move up to the levels of UP, etc.? I think that's something that will take some time, because the northern parts of the country have had benefits of a particular variety which paid. Now it's going through its life. The south part of the country will continue to be less in terms of recovery as compared to the northern parts, especially in the coastal belts, etc. But we are fairly confident that we will see improved recovery from the recent trends in the coming couple of years. I hope I answered your question.
Right, sir. So, and my second question is on your view about the current ethanol scenario. We haven't really got the price hike in B-heavy, and juice and industry has sort of significantly moved to a B-heavy molasses-based ethanol and sugarcane juice-based ethanol. So what is your view on that? How you see the profitability will be impacted in the ethanol part of the business? If you can also sort of give your view on the sugar prices. We have seen off late sugar prices have been in an up move at least in the last 1 month. What is your view over the next 2-3 quarters? How the sugar prices you think would be behaving?
On the ethanol blending program, I think both the industry through its representative bodies like ISMA is fully seized of the matter, and we continue to make very active representation to the government. We also believe, I think the government understands the sector well and is very responsive. But as a very responsible government, they take their time to take the decision, and I'm sure they will do it right for the industry. In the last two quarter, at least in the last quarter, I think both the pricing on C-heavy and the export quota from the government are positive indicators that the government is seized of the challenges that the industry faces. We are really positive as we speak that the government will be responsive on pricing on the heavy and syrup also. And we hope for that as we go forward. And as an industry participant, we will continue to work with the government on improving the sector profitability. In terms of sugar pricing, I think the export quota has been a welcome development. It's really taken quite a bit of effort from both sides for the government to come up with that. As you can see, there is a shortfall in production in India, and I think the government has been responsive in terms of stepping in to help the industry. This export quota in a sense will help us pay our farmers on time. But EID Paris continue to be in the forefront of that. I think as an industry this will help in that, and that's good for the economy. Sugar pricing per se would be robust for some time, but I think we'll have to wait for the crushing season to end to get a good indication of the sugar available in the country. Broadly, I do have a positive view for the coming few quarters, if not longer. Thank you.
Right, sir. So my last question on the branded business. So what kind of means non-sugar branded business would be the part of the sales, and how you see this business say next 3-4 years from the margin perspective, from the size of the business and from the margin perspective, what kind of EBITDA margin you can generate in this business?
Thanks, Sanjay. This is Balaji here. I head the consumer business. So as of now for quarter three, the non-sweetener sale is about 37% of the total branded sales, and it is expected to be at around that level as we go forward. This is the first year of operation. We've just been in operation for about 9 months. There are several aspects of margins and contribution value creation that still need to be done. I think as of now it is in as of now the margins are in the single digit number, very close to the double digit numbers. I think as we go forward, we'll unearth more value chain opportunities and grow the margins as we go forward.
Right, sir. Right, sir. Thank you very much, sir. I'll come back in queue.
Thank you. Participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Rajesh Majumdar from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. So I think part of my question was answered, but could you give us the 9 month kind of profitability of the FMCG business as against last year 9 month period? Is that figure available?
Rajesh, the segmental results are already available in our results, so from there you can track.
I wanted the FMCG separately from the sugar alcohol actually.
No, that is there. The segmental results, if you look at it, there is a separate line item called as a CPG business. So there you can see the profitability.
Okay, oh, okay, fine. I'll see that then. My next question was that, sir, we have been contemplating some kind of reallocation of capital on refinery stroke nutraceuticals for some time, as has been enunciated in the earlier calls as well. So is there any development on that front?
Hi, Mutu here. Nice to hear from you again. So I think, you know, we've done those strategic reviews. I think on Nutra, we perhaps realize that we'll have to do some more work to discover the right value, and I think we are focused on doing that right now. So that's the sort of strategy on the Nutra front. We did do some work on that over the last few quarters, and we realized that we have to do a bit more to discover better value. On the refinery front, yes, we do realize that we need to strengthen the business model perhaps by way of partnerships. It is complex. The business model is complex, and the financials, of course, of the refinery are also complex. So hence, these conversations, they're certainly on, but they are taking a fair amount of time. That's all I can report at this point in time, but it's obviously top of mind for us to put this on a better track and position the refinery business appropriately. So as and when we have something to report on refinery, we'll come back to you. Nutra will be business as usual because of the fact that we need to do a bit more to discover the right value.
Also, this quarter, the refinery loss is reflective of the spread, right? Nothing, no extraordinary event is there in terms of the refinery loss that we see this quarter. It's just a reflection of the global spreads, is it?
Yeah, principally, morning, Suresh Anand here. On the current quarter is concerned, we also had a little bit of the deferment of volumes of shipment from the month of December to January. And of course, spreads are lower than what they were last year. But despite that, we were able to post a 5 crore loss on 915 crores turnover. On a YTD basis, we remain a bit positive. Of course, spreads on the external environment remain challenging. But I believe other refineries also are moderating their operating rates. So going forward, we look at spreads recovering over a period of time.
And if I could add, will we use the export quota for our refined sugar this time? Is that possible?
The export quota has just been announced, so we are looking at all options. Currently, because of the increase in domestic prices, the mills are more interested in selling the sugar externally. So we are actively looking into that.
Okay, Chandrasam, if I could sneak in one more question. You have mentioned the sale of 6 lakh odd shares of Indian Potash. Now, that is an unlisted company. So, what is the approximate value of this transaction?
This transaction will be around about 180 crores or something, Pradesh. But as of now, we are in the process of selling it, but not major stake is sold out.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ajit Darda from Nizar Enterprises. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I have two, three questions. The first one is on our branded sugar and branded staple business. Sir, when do we expect this business to be a bit positive? And what is our growth strategy going forward for this particular business? And one more question relating to this is, in which states are we present in both of these business and what is our market share there? And what is our plan to expand in those states as well as new states?
Okay, Ajit, I'll answer your questions in the reverse order. I'll start with the third question. We are present in the four southern states in the non-sweetener business and the sweetener business. We have some presence in western e-commerce and modern trade, and in east as well. For modern trade alone, we are present. We intend to stay in the south and consolidate our position for some time before we decide to move into the rest of the country. With regard to your second question, the growth plans for this business will be based on our distribution expansion plans. We are aggressively looking at increasing our presence in the number of outlets across the south of India. And as we increase the outlets, the business also will grow in a corresponding manner. And that is our strategy for growth. On your first question, the branded business, currently, the profitability is being something that we are working on, and we will be, as we unlock the value opportunities along the value chain at different levels, And as we build the brand and move into more premium packs, I think this profitability will be in sight as we go along.
Okay. And sir, my next question is on ethanol. After a recent price hike in ethanol by the government, so what can be the impact on ethanol business margins?
Ajit, the price increase which has happened is on the B-heavy ethanol. Okay. Basically, if you look at it, most of the distilleries, most of the alcohol distilleries are not producing, not supplying the B-heavy ethanol. So the benefit, whatever the government has given, may not have much impact on the profitability.
Okay. And your outlook on refinery margins, sir?
It's Suresh Kannan here. Refining will be challenging as far as the fourth quarter of the financial year is concerned. We are seeing some light at the end of the tunnel is going into the subsequent quarter.
I missed your line, sir. Sorry.
So I'll repeat. The fourth quarter margins will be challenging because of the external situation. But subsequent to that, we are seeing recovery in the premiums globally. So going forward, things should get normalized by in subsequent quarters in the next financial year.
Okay. Okay, understood, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Rajkumar Vaidyanathan from RK Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for the opportunity. So the first question, recovery, Siemens has started reporting better recovery from Jan onwards. So do you see similar trends in Tamil Nadu and Karnataka?
Rashik here. Karnataka is looking robust and we believe we are getting benefits there. And that will continue. Crushing will continue for some more time. I think that will come through this year. TN early indications are we would be better than last year, but we are still in the early stages of crushing. So I would receive a comment to observe and then come back on that.
Okay. And so for the output for Tamil Nadu, given that it had a good rains and the reservoir system, so I just want to know, can we expect a better sugar yield and performance for TN mills in the upcoming year?
Tamil Nadu, as we did mention, I think, on the last call, was affected last year by pest and adverse weather. There's been a turnaround of both the scenarios as we speak in the current year. But as you know, cane is a one-year crop, so the playout will happen in the coming year. We would be positive about a yield improvement anywhere between 1.5 to 2 tons on an average in Tamil Nadu. Recovery is something we'll have to see and make a comment on. One concern obviously is that planting acreage in Tamil Nadu, which is in a downward trend for all players because of competitive crop scenario. So that would continue to be a concern in Tamil Nadu.
So the next question is on the export front, given that many mills in UP are looking at selling the quotas, so will we be looking at consolidating that and looking at any export opportunity?
I wanted to come in here. Studying this question came up earlier on. We have done this in Q1. We have exported. So maybe, Venkat, we can cover the export has been captive to the refinery. So we have actually received a certain quota, I think it was 15,000 tons. We have exported and closed this, and we've done it captively to the refinery, which is in an FTZ. So we've taken up on the export quota and executed.
Okay, great. Sir, and lastly, given there is an uptrend in sugar prices, so can you expect a better performance in the current quarter?
Okay, so Mr. Vaidyanath and Mr. Muthu here, let me just address, I think Ashik has covered quite comprehensively to your question on TN. And I will say that TN has been challenging in recent quarters, and we are seeing planting dip and this is a challenge because of competitive crops. I think we're obviously doing a lot of work to improve yields and improve recovery. But I think the planting and registration this is a challenge. And I think this is a challenge which we will have to be faced with in the coming quarters as well. In terms of pricing, I think you were asking, yeah, we are seeing an uptick in pricing just given demand-supply dynamics, and we hope that this will hold, and this will certainly help the sector at large.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Ritwik Seth from One Up Financial Consultants Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Good morning, sir. A couple of questions from my end. Firstly, sir, you mentioned that crushings will be higher than last season. That was for Tamil Nadu or for the entire crushing area for us at a consolidated level?
I did not mention the crushing will be higher, recovery will be higher.
Okay, recovery will be higher. Okay.
Yeah.
And so what kind of crushing are we expecting then this season?
About, yeah, Muthu, please.
So we don't, you know, we don't give guidance, but, you know, crushing will be lower than last year. And this is on account of challenges in AP and TN largely. I think as Ashik said, while we've reported better recoveries in Karnataka, it is likely that the mills will close a tad bit earlier than last year, so this would get crushed. So we will crush lower, and I think these lower crushes are perhaps in line with the lower deltas that industry at large is seeing in all of the states.
Right. And so what is the key reason for the lower crushing? Is it the crop or is it, you know, any specific reason? Because this seems to be a significant drop for the entire industry, not only for us, but, you know, just trying to understand that.
I think north has been essentially affected by pests this year. That's come as a surprise for the industry. South has, as we already discussed, at least the states of TNAP has had competitive pressure from other crops and weather and pest-related issues. In general, the El Nino effect and the other conditions probably has pulled down the yield compared to what the industry should have expected across the country. I think that's having a significant impact on the crush numbers.
Got it. And so earlier in the you call also mentioned that you know looking at some repricing for ethanol for BAV and syrup and grain belt as well. So would it be a fair understanding that it would happen only before the start of the next ethanol season? That would be November end of 2025.
As this is a government policy, I think it may not be right to guess the timeline. What we would want to say is that we keep continue to make representations to the government, and you really cannot comment on when they will take the decision, if at all they want to take the decision. So I think it's a question of wait and watch for the industry with all good intentions.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Akshay Ajmera from Nizar Securities LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, Akshay.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, first of all, I would like to thank you for a detailed presentation. It explained the various key metrics very well to us. So I hope that it will continue in the future as well. And you have also explained, sir, on this consumer product group business that our broad strategy, how we want to grow in southern states as well as expand in rest of the state. Any broad timeline or a roadmap for the profitability? What is the internal thinking around it? If you could just guide us on it, that would be really helpful.
Hey, this is Muthu here, and I think we've given commentary in the past that, you know, we aspire to exit this decade with a much larger business than where we are today, with a high digit percentage EBITDA, given it's a food F&B business. So I think that aspiration and objective remains, and I think all the work that we are seeing is in that business.
Okay, okay. Secondly, as a company, we have multiple businesses now. This consumer, we have an aspiration to grow and expand this business as well, and we have sugar business, which is seasonal in nature, Cogen Distillery. Then we have nutraceuticals. We are a holding company of Coromandel as well. So is there any strategy or thought process to value unlock in these businesses to increase shareholders' value as well as to increase focus on respective businesses? Because refinery is one of them. And we have seen in the past that, you know, we were very good in taking calls when to, stop capital allocation to certain areas which were not very profitable. So your views and your thoughts on it.
So actually, an excellent question, and I think that there's some commentary on this earlier in this call as well. In terms of the standalone business, and I think that's really what we are primarily discussing today. I think our focus remains. We've done capex on the ethanol side, and our focus remains in running the mills and the distilleries very efficiently. The scale up of the consumer business has discussed. From a Nutra perspective, I think we have to do a bit more to discover the right value. And again, on the refinery, position it appropriately in terms of what's best for the business. So I think this is where the focus is largely. From a capital perspective, I think unless we really see a sustainable policy framework, it will be hard to put capital allocation back into the distillery segment. As the aspiration from a capital allocation perspective would be more towards the consumer side going forward. And I think really efficiently run the mills and distillery segment so that we get back into profitability. Of course, I think climate and regulation, will also have to support us in this regard. I think doing, four or five of these things on the standalone AID side are critical. So that the group, as you know, has always been addressed strategic issues at the right time and place. And I think a sound set of standalone businesses will enable us to progress things on these lines. So I think that's where things will stand right now.
Very happy to know that. So lastly, can you also share with us the share of sales value in terms of sales value, the value added product in the sugar business, if you could just help us with that?
Broadly, our business today is around 55% is institutional sales, and almost all of that is a value added product. So that's the split that will be there in the sugar sales.
No, I think he was referring to the SMPD side, right? So I don't know, we missed putting it on the presentation. It was there last year. It was there in last quarter.
Right.
I don't know. Thank you. Is it 15%?
Yeah, it's about 15% as of now.
Yeah.
15%. Okay. Thank you so much, and I'll get back in with you and wish you all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Rajkumar Vaidyanathan from RK Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up. So two questions. So first one, MSP increase which we're requesting the government. So anything third?
Mr. Vaidyanathan, can you repeat the question?
Question is on the MSP increase with the industry requesting the government.
You are not quite audible. Can you please come a little closer? closer to the mic.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, so the question is on the MSP increase for the sugar, which the industry has been requesting for many years. So I just want to know, is there any update? Do you hear anything coming up, you know, in the near annual?
MSP is something that we continue to make representation to the government, because as you can see, one of the stresses the industry faces is a year-on-year increase in FRP, but that's not commensurate with the MSP increase. I'm sure the government is seized on the matter and they are working on the various industry representations on how we would want to address that. In terms of timeline, as I said, as it is in the realm of the government's decision-making, I think we should hope for the best someday.
Okay. Okay, and so in terms of the ethanol part, I am not sure whether you have already covered it. My apologies if it was done earlier. So the question is, so given that there is no price increase, you know, other than the C heavy ethanol, so are we looking at diverting any of the ethanol to sugar given the remunerative prices? And then, extending the same question, are we also looking at producing any ethanol through other grain mode like maize or rice?
No. In terms of feedstock between B, C and ethanol, we continuously keep evaluating on a very live basis as a system, and we choose to produce what would be margin accretive to the business. In terms of diversion to sugar, that's part of the matrix. If sugar is profitable, yes, we would look at it. But we do have commitments to the OMCs, which are logged in terms of our supplies. And I think that's a good assured business that we have on the ethanol side. I hope I have answered your question.
Yeah, sir, and how about producing ethanol through the grain mode? Are we looking at...
Out of the units we have, our Sangli unit has a grain capacity. Grain, as we have outlined in the past, our intent is to make our distillery business multi-field, multi-product. So we would be looking at grain-based option in one of our other facilities also. So we will be flexible in terms of our approach.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Somnath Saha from BNK Securities India Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So you have just mentioned about the multi-feed. Can you give me the numbers out of the total capacity you have for this study? What portion is multi-feed?
Somnath, today if you look at it, as on second quarter, we were having a total 580 kg, which is the total alcohol capacity.
I can't hear you, sir.
The total ethanol capacity, total alcohol capacity is the 582 kg. Out of that, 120 kg is the, basically the multi-feed kind. That's what Archie calls it. Yeah, 120 kg. Which can produce either grain means like either rice or maize, or when it comes to the ethanol, either it is a B-heavy molasses or cedar.
Any more further plan for expansion or conversion of the existing goose base or even sugar fuel of this plan to multi-feed?
We have a plan, Somnath. Maybe at the right time we will... maybe they're disclosing it. We have a plan because they're looking at the challenges in the molasses availability in TN and Karnataka. So we may be looking at the conversion of the existing plan with the... Again, it's like a multi-feed. It's not like an exclusive for the tree.
Okay, thanks. That's helpful.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you, Sanjay, and thanks to
everyone for logging into our quarter three call. These are the challenging times for us as well. Work on this.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. You're not quite audible.
Yeah, thanks all for logging into the call. These are, of course, challenging times perhaps for the industry as well as for us. I think we continue to work towards the various strategies which we have given commentary on. And, we look forward to connecting with you in the next quarter. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of DAM Capital Advisors, that concludes this conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.